Are you going, Will? Are we in? Are we going? Are we doing it? All right, I'm going to put my other headphone on here. It's a momentous occasion here in studio. In studio. We have the most requested guest. I mean, it's frequent. Even when I'm not on YouTube, I mean, I could just be out in the street. You say, okay. They say to me, when's he coming back? I say, you expect me to know who he is? And they're like, he is him. And I'm like, really? And I say, are you talking about Donald Trump? Are you talking about Elon Musk? Are you talking about Joe Biden?
Better.
Are you talking about Floyd Mayweather? Are you talking about...
Yay?
Did I say that yet?
You probably did.
Whatever. Are these the people you're talking about when you say, when is he coming back? When is he coming on the show? This ultra important individual? And they say, no. We're talking about somebody else. And they say, you should have already known. Or they said, like, the rap line. They say, you already know. You know the rap line? You already know?
You already know.
You already know who it is. Yeah. You see?
If you don't know, now you know.
Oh, easy. He's introducing himself. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He just couldn't keep himself off the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ryan.
Yeah,
welcome back, man.
Well, thanks for having me, Will.
Ryan,
I'm just happy to be here. I'm glad we are actually doing the show. I've been out for a few days, and you know, we just ran into some technical issues, and we weren't able to get on here. And but here we are. We're actually doing it. Actually doing it.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a long time coming, as I said, and you've had to jump through some hoops to get here, to say the least. You had to traverse.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to, there was rough terrain.
Well, I don't know about that.
There was hiking and climbing.
I did not hike anywhere. But some walking, I guess.
Hang gliding. He did some hang gliding.
Never hang glided in my life.
Parasailing.
Uh-huh. I have done that. Actually.
And a little bit of, you'll like this, Will. There was a little bit of snowboarding involved.
Mm.
Alpine.
Actually more of a back skier, country. But yeah.
No, it was actually alpine, though.
Alpine. Oh, yeah.
Will, are you in a good mood today?
Yeah, it's a Friday. It's nice. Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Black Friday. Huh.
Yeah. What do you got? 47 cars now? What's going on?
Yeah.
Right working out the gate.
Will's got 47 cars now. And I don't know how he keeps them all insured, to be honest with you, with a collection like that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Working on that, too.
This guy's just, he's out of control out there in the marketplace. Yeah.
He does have a lot going on. I think right now, yeah, he's trying to sell one of these vehicles, and I know how stressful that can be, Will. So I just hope it all works out for you, man.
Oh,
I really do.
Man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I think you're in a good spot. I'm not gonna, you know, say what's going on, but I think you're in a good spot.
Okay, I need the support, guys.
Yeah, it seems thank like you. It's going good for you.
Top story of the day: Statue of Liberty.
What?
No, we're not going there again. Don't do that. Oh, jeez. What's happening? Can you move over a little bit?
Hey! What can I say? It's always a good time when Ryan's in town.
This isn't actually live right now.
Oh,
is
it's
it?
Live. Listen, Ryan, this is no, live. You're taking nothing back. You understand? When you put it down, when you put it on wax, it's there to stay for years to come.
The music's great, by the way, Will.
Foxconn offers workers $1,400 to stop protesting and leave the iPhone city. Some pretty rugged imagery coming out of this scene. People have been sending it to me on Twitter as well. Obviously, Will has tracked down an article here on The Verge. The Apple supplier apologized, claiming that miscommunication on pay was the result of a technical error The offer is equivalent to one of our 2 months worth of wages. 1 or 2 months worth of wages. Oh, baby. Well, listen, I guess they did not honor their original agreement. They say it was a miscommunication. Company offered around $1,120 to workers who agreed to quit their positions at the factory and another $280 after they would board buses to depart the facility. It's a bad look. It's a bad look. They're sending out text messages saying, we will pay you to leave. Thank you very much. Because it's ugly scenes over there. You want to play a little clip of what's going on, Will? You know, oh, my, Will. Jeez Louise, and holy guacamole, Will. What?
Yeah, were they cops? The people in the hazmat suits? Yeah,
that's what it's. That's what people
they
said
seem
to
like
me.
They're severely outnumbered.
That's what people
they're
said
like
to
surrounded.
Me on the Twitter. They said that to me. Holy.
And they're throwing barriers and
wow,
poles, and people are filming. It's just chaos.
That's a lot of people that are upset over there.
Yeah.
Okay, can we find out what they're so pissed off about? I mean, let's see here. Okay, here it is. 100,000 people. Workers started to flee. Foxconn launched a recruitment drive that saw over 100,000 people signing up to fill the vacancies. According to a document outlining salary packages, the new hires were promised 3,000 won, which is 420 USD, subsidy if they completed 30 days on the job, with a second 3,000 won bonus to be paid after 60 days. Protests erupted on Tuesday when the workers were informed that these bonus payments would be delayed until next year. Next year? What do they mean, like after January? Like a few months?
That's my guess.
Well, I guess at that point you're not really trusting anything. The new recruits had to work more days to get the bonus than they were promised, so they felt cheated, said one worker to CNN. Foxconn has since admitted that changes to payment dates were miscommunication. Our team has been looking into the matter, and we noticed that there's 100,000 people on the street whipping things around, making us look bad.
Yeah. That's not a good look for any company. You don't want that.
What are you laughing at?
When you're saying that, I just cut to Ryan and he's smiling.
That's rude, Ryan.
No, I had nothing to do with what you were saying.
Nothing.
I don't know why I was smiling.
Nothing?
No, I don't. I just.
You just smile by default?
I don't know. Maybe I was thinking about something else.
Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, the floor is yours. I understand.
I don't know. I just feel like it sounds like a mess over there. I'm not sure, you know, if you have to point the finger at the. Well, you do. I mean, it's on the company. It's Foxconn, right? They're the ones that didn't pay the bonuses.
Yeah.
Well, that's not cool, especially around Christmas.
What does Foxconn make, Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do they make?
Probably.
What do they make?
A lot of money.
What are they known for? What do they manufacture?
Oh, Apple.
Ooh.
iPhones.
Ooh.
I think it's probably just iPhones.
Shots
right?
fired?
No.
No, okay.
But, I mean, people don't get this angry over not much, right? Like, obviously, it's not fair what's happening. I'm going to side with the employees on this one. I don't know how anybody could know.
Wow, you're taking a crack at a full side. I mean, I'm going to... It's impressive, the speed with which you got to that. I think we're probably lacking a ton of information here. I think these people are pretty possibly overworked. Possibly. There's a chance.
Yeah.
Especially during the Christmas season.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, there's expectations. There's money to be sent in different places. There's probably agreements they made with family members. They say, I'm going to go work this amount of time. Yeah. I'll send you the cash. And
it's like a bait and switch. You're like, hey, we're going
to... Sorry, I can't. But here's the question. You're a company like Foxconn. What are you trying to do by diverting these payments? What is this, a global economic thing got to you? You're Foxconn!
Yeah, you got a few dollars, right, in the bank.
What are you trying to do? You're just trying to flex a little bit? You're trying to flex your muscle? Trying to say, you're going to get paid when we say so.
Yeah, they got to come to some sort of fair agreement. Maybe pay them a little bit, like 50%. Try and, be fair about it. But as it stands right now, it doesn't look like a good situation.
Well, it looks ugly regardless. And if you know what's crazy is they this recruitment drive is recent. They went and got 100,000 new people to meet this demand after the lockdown and COVID. They've been serious with the COVID over there. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that, Ryan.
Yeah.
I told you they've been serious with the COVID. Look at the outfits.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I.
And the door's locked. They've been serious with the COVID, Ryan.
We'll have to see what develops. I don't know. Will, I'm sure he'll keep an eye on it. But
who?
Will.
That guy?
Because he's, yeah.
I'll try. It is interesting, though.
Yeah.
To
Will, what are you going to say about it?
To kind of see the footage come out.
Mm.
I mean, there's all words and stuff, but to actually see it, it's quite disturbing.
I agree.
You know what always screws me up about this footage like this? Is like fact-checking. Like, there are times where you have a viral clip, and then someone's like, oh, that's
Everyone depends on that.
And they're like, that's a protest from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And you're like...
It's hard. It's hard to tell.
And it's like, it was actually over this other issue. And you're like, oh. But it's like, it's very hard at this point, because they're talking in some other language. I mean, maybe you could click on it, read the whole conversation, and somebody in there you're going to trust who does a translation for you says, here's what they're yelling. It's what a time to be alive, guys. We got to sift through it, right?
But, that's a fair point. I have heard stories like that, you know, in the past where it's not tied to the same event.
This looks legit. I mean, you got enough people going at it. You got enough different news sources, and you start to say to yourself, okay, this seems like what's going on.
But. Well, the one thing that would make it, give it more credibility is if you could see, like, the Foxconn sign, and it was out front of their building, right? Like, I don't know where that was. It just looks like it's in the streets.
I'm just saying that's the big mission of the future is it's going to be how we're able to distinguish the legitimacy of the content that we're seeing.
Right.
Even as we go deeper into potential manipulation that you're going to see. Like you, like all of a sudden you're showing me your text message yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this legit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell no, that's not legit.
Yeah, let's not get into that story.
What do you mean? We already got into it.
No, I'm talking about the, well, not the details.
What do you mean? I'm talking about a scam. I'm talking about scammers.
Yeah, and I got had. I mean, it's, I'm not happy about it.
Well, I'm not, that's not my point. The point I'm trying to make is the blurriness, how things can look official, but then it's some type of persuasion.
Yeah.
A complete facade.
That's just in general. Yeah. Not, you know, in your case, it's a text message. In some cases, it's an email in an inbox. In some cases, it's going to be a video clip.
Right.
Or a TikTok. Or a, and then once the ball starts going on it, rolling on it, the snowball effect.
Yeah.
And then it's The Verge and CNN and us and everybody else. And it's like, whoa.
I hear you. No, I get exactly what you're saying.
It's hard to really... put it all together, but anyway, CNN says that they're having reports. They say they're talking to workers over there, according to these statements. Reuters is over there, according to these statements. So, but it is always tough.
Well, that should lend a little more credibility, you would think, that there's multiple news sources. I mean, I don't know. Some people are going to trust one over the other, but if there's more there and there's more people reporting on it, you would think that there'd be more credibility there.
Yeah, but I would say people who trust. Meter is at an all-time
That's
low.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
All-time low.
Yeah.
You told me what? I don't know.
Yeah. That, I mean.
How many times you have to get got before you start questioning everyone and everything?
It's tough. Yeah.
How many times you got to get got? Because a guy like you, Ryan, you like to walk around optimistic.
I was just saying the other day to you that I don't usually fall for anything, and I still happen to click on something and do something where I would not, like, I'm, like, embarrassed to even tell a story like that. That's how bad it is. Because it just happens so often. And then, I don't know, just, like, a one...
Well, the big one was on YouTube with the scammers in the comments, which they were attempting. Even Elon's talking about it with the verification process. Like, as the scammers or the bots being the big issue.
Yeah. And if it didn't work, people wouldn't... They would stop doing it.
Exactly. Right. The fact that you're receiving the approach implies that they've had success in the past with it. But of course, we're kind of merging two conversations because there's the way in which technology is going to influence this when we get into deep fakes and renders and manipulations and edits. And
right.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like, protest footage is one of those ones where you just see to a clash. Mm-hmm. That's all you really see. And then if you apply any story to that clash, you can.
Yeah.
You can be like, this is, and if you get enough reposts on it, it flies.
Yeah, it takes off.
It goes. Yeah. You're like, here's, you're like, check this out. They're protesting the new Coca-Cola flavor.
Yeah, you could
put in Indonesia, and then you know,
just Photoshop something.
I don't know,
or not, and just post that video. Yeah,
they changed the ingredients in Coca-Cola and over here, and people are pissed. Oh, so you got yourself a story.
Yeah, you get some traction. You attach a company retweets, like Coke to it. Yeah,
you get one article written on what people perceive to be like a reasonable news.
Yeah.
And a couple others pick it up if it gets some traction. So all you have to do is pick up the stories that are polarizing, ideally.
Well, the problem is that you would want to be, like, as soon as there's a big, if there's a big company involved, you want to be the first news outlet to break that story. So you're like jumping in on it. Maybe you don't have time to do all your...
You're saying you're a little too motivated. You're a little too excited.
Yeah, of course, right? Timing, I mean, that's everything. Is if you can be the first one to break a story.
That's like you coming in on a breakaway and you panic and you shoot it right in the goalie's chest.
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm talking
about. Instead, you take an extra second. You're like, let me read the backstory here, and you put it top shelf.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, news travels fast with the internet these days.
Brazilian regulator seizes iPhones from retail stores as Apple fails to comply with charger requirement. Wow. You know, really do stay up to date on it. You know why? Huh? Because this is probably the third or fourth follow-up on this topic. Mm. So you don't miss.
Yeah, Brazil seems to be really adamant about chargers and iPhones, you know.
Really do don't miss.
Yeah. Well, I try.
So anyway, they're doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. Originally, it was like, hey, this is a warning. And then after that, it was like, we're going to fine you a little bit. Apple was like, poof. Apple was like, I don't even have a toilet paper budget over there. They paid it. And then they said, well, we're going to keep going with this until you give us the charger. Brazilian Ministry of Justice ordered in September the suspension of iPhone sales in the country after concluding that Apple harms consumers by not offering the power adapter included with the device, even after $1 million fines. Apple still fails to comply with the requirement, which has now led to the federal district-based consumer protection regulator seizing iPhones from retail stores. Woo! Now, that's a visual. I wouldn't mind seeing a video clip on that. They walk in, they seize.
Yeah.
Hmm. According to the report, the iPhones were seized at carrier stores and authorized Apple resellers. I'm guessing they don't have Apple stores over there. The regulator has ordered the banning of any iPhone model that lacks the charger included in the box. Although Apple stopped shipping the accessory for free with the iPhone 12, the company also updated the iPhone 11 with a new, more compact box without the charger. Oh, I didn't know they went backwards on that. Interesting. The Brazilian regulator says that Apple is abusing its power. Oh, no, sorry. Apple says. Who says? Believes that the company is not violating any consumer rights and that the judge also claimed that the Brazilian regulator is abusing its power. In other words, saying that this shouldn't be the case. Whatever, we're far enough along here where it seems like Apple has to do something. I know there were talks of... well, there's two things happening at once. There's the lack of the charger in Brazil. And then there's also the lightning fiasco in Europe where they're saying no more lightning. And then you had that sort of statement from Jaws? Yeah, Jaws.
J-A-W-S?
Wrong.
Oh, I figured I'd be wrong.
And he came out and said, yeah, we're probably going to have to do the Type-C, if you recall. So it's two things happening at once. Now, that's not how you spell it. That's not how you spell it. It's a J-O-Z. Not Jobs. Oh, you're out of control, dude. There he is. That's Jaws. Greg Jaws Joswiak.
What? Why do you have a Z on there, though, when you... His name is J-O-S.
It's right there. His nickname is Jaws.
Huh?
J-O-Z. It's right there. Whenever they do an Apple keynote, which I'm sure you watch a few of those at this point, Ryan.
Yeah.
They go, next up, we've got Jaws.
Cool name.
And actually, his Twitter handle, @GregJaws, okay. J-O-Z. You know, it's a funny, it's a funky, it's a cool factor to it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's catchy.
You know? I mean, imagine if you came up with something like that for yourself.
I'm sure a lot of this was just organic. Like, it just because...
Well, let's hear, what would yours be?
I don't know. Hey, we're getting off topic.
No, we're not. No, we're not. What would yours be?
It'd just be my name, I guess.
No, see, that's not cool at all. We're going to, I mean, you can definitely come up with something here. You know, they don't call it the hot seat for nothing, Ryan.
Yeah, at this point, I'll think about it.
What's your nickname? What's your
nickname? It's just my last name. If people call me something different than Ryan, it's Crow. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got.
I thought we could, you know.
What's your nickname?
I thought we could go to something more like Jaws.
Well, Willie Doo has a cool one, so he just...
No, that's his actual name as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sounds cool, though.
Well, the Hilly Who.
Hilly Who.
Well, that has been used in many years. Many years.
So can I, just, the Brazil, I'm just curious. I mean, I'm sure it's a huge market for Apple.
Not that big.
Okay, well, that might lend some credibility to my argument here then. What if Apple was just like, look, you know, we're good. You know, we'll just, if you want to get an iPhone, then they can find it somewhere else. Like, they'll have to, like, ship it in or because if you ordered one, say, from, I don't know, a different country, a nearby country that sold them, and you just... Would they stop it? Like, if they found out when it came through the border at the, when a package? Or could you just ship it in and just... If you really want an iPhone, I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so Brazil has some of the heftiest tariffs.
Oh, so if they found out it was an iPhone, I guess it would be illegal if you were like, oh, this is not an iPhone, then you would get a huge tax bill.
You do your declaration, and you pay the hefty one.
So that's how they get around it. Like, that's, okay. That makes sense.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens over there. I don't know. I don't know how heated it gets. I just know those products are already hard to come by and extremely expensive in those regions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to assume on the secondary market, those costs for those new iPhones.
Yeah, I bet.
Vin would be hopping on the classifieds over there. Mm-hmm. Imagine the money that guy's making over there. Mm. Just flipping iPhones. Unbelievable, that guy. Flipping iPhones. Like flapjacks.
Like flapjacks.
You guys know what a flapjack is?
Yeah, it's a pancake.
Is it?
I think so.
Similar.
Okay.
What? Hold on. I got to look at it.
Flapjack? Easy, Will. You're just out of control today. You know that? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's a pancake.
No, oh, it is a little
no,
different.
No, it's an oat bar.
Huh.
Oh, is it? Well, I always thought it was a pancake.
I think that's just a brand name. Someone
look, he, look it. He just Googled flapjack, and he got an oat bar. You understand? That's the number one Wikipedia... Look at this. He clicks images.
Yeah. That's confusing what's going on here.
Is it?
You think it would just be one thing. It wouldn't be a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know it was an oat bar.
I mean, it's a fun name. Like, I kind of want to be involved in anything that's called a flapjack.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say, hey, you want to come over for some flapjacks?
Doesn't matter what it is. I'm in.
What kind of weird, zany world are you living in?
Hey, you want to come over for some flapjacks? It's a cartoon, and I was watching some cartoons last night, man. I tell you what was out of control. It was out of control. I couldn't believe it. Because you know the World Cup's going on.
Mm.
So the conversation came up, Ronaldo and Messi, and obviously Argentina, they got... they got upset by the Saudi Arabian team. I was watching the coach's speech. Did you see this clip? It's kind of going around right now. He was passionate at halftime.
They usually are.
Oh, this guy was bad. I don't know if he can play it.
Wait, the Argentina
coach? No, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, the Saudi Arabia coach, okay.
I don't know if you can play it or not, but it's a really cool glimpse. You look inside the locker room over here.
Oh, wow.
Look at the shirt on this guy.
Wow.
He's steaming.
Look at Ryan, if you dress like that, if you pull something like that off, oh my God.
All right.
Yeah, when you walk in with the tan and everything like that, and you start pointing, probably the watch is worth, I don't know, 50 or 100,000.
Oh.
You know?
He's got some good flow. You don't want to mess with this guy.
You get the eyebrows involved.
He's giving me, I'm thinking he's looking like Val Kilmer.
He talks about a play where Messi had too much time and space in the middle. He said, did anybody want to do anything about it? You believe you can do something about it?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. He is really excited.
And of course, you know that what happens, they do the comeback.
They do.
They come out of the halftime after the speech, and guess what happens?
So he gets all the credit now.
Well, I mean, not all of it.
Well, a little bit. I mean,
but you want to know the real credit here is the interpreter. That guy has to bring the same passion, the guy who's translating.
Oh. Where's the interpreter?
He's over on the left over here. He's flying.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about him, Ryan.
Huh.
He's crazy. Flying.
Wow.
So anyway, we got on that topic, Messi and Ronaldo. And people can let me know in the comments who know more about football than I do. Mm. Messi versus Ronaldo, which one you pick. But we found this cartoon channel on YouTube where they do these challenges. I'm talking animated videos. And it's a comedy scenario involving Ronaldo and Messi and other on YouTube, Will.
On YouTube.
What are you doing here, Will? It's just animated. I don't know if it qualifies as a cartoon. Four Tunes is the channel. And click on it. Give me a little click on there. And a little click on the channel, if you don't mind. Because some of these, I was trying to say, go to videos and then sort it by views. Popular. Click popular. Look, it's 31 million. 26 million, 21 million. So we watched Team Messi versus Team Ronaldo. This stuff is absolutely out of control.
Is there truth to it? Or is it just complete parody?
Well, it's just parody. It's comedy, parody, whatever. I mean, I guess that they have references to real life things. But
call it real life, but
well, things that are happening in the soccer world, you know.
I think you just got to go out and check it out for yourself, and then, yeah.
Well, we went down and we were really weird rabbit hole after this.
Okay.
And but anyway, I was like these guys are just mega in popularity. It's out of control. My kid was saying to me that Ronaldo is the most recognizable person on the planet globally. If you go anywhere.
Really?
That actually makes sense.
I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, well, a couple of followers on social media.
Yeah. A few hundred million.
You want to give a little, Will, you want to give him an Instagram follower count on a Ronaldo? You think you can hook us up with that?
Yeah, football is the
503
most.
Million? Is that the number there? 504 million? Is that the number, Will?
That's a few people, yeah.
Can you verify that number there, Will? Yeah.
Oh, he's in the Binance stuff too, huh? Jeez. It just never ends.
Easy, right?
Yeah, we're not going there today.
Easy, but. Mr. FTX over there. We all know that you know something.
I
what are you talking about? You wouldn't shut up about it for the last 48.
I'm trying to learn.
The last 48 as your topic.
No, I'll leave that stuff to Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah. By High Solo? Yeah.
Today's sponsor, Uncommon Goods. That's what you might want when it comes to getting a gift for somebody. You might want to give them something uncommon because they've seen it all. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find unique things this time of year. The person you're buying for hasn't seen all over the place. Mm-hmm. Unique items like custom song wall art, which I talked about last time. That it's the waveform of the song. So when you explain, it's one of these gifts where you get to say, well, here, you might not have noticed, but this is actually something very special and custom. And then the person goes, oh, really?
It makes it more special. The eureka moment.
There's a eureka moment to it. And then, you know, what they get to do is after they put it on the wall, they get to explain that to people who visit afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And they say, actually, what you're looking at here is my favorite song, the waveform in beautiful wooden wall art. And then the person who's visiting has their own eureka moment. So it's like it's a tremendous number of different ideas. For the holidays or otherwise, to be honest with you, like for any type of gift for any occasion or even something for yourself, just something unique that you're You just want to browse through and say, ah, you know what? I like that urban map glass, for example. I want to put some of those in the cabinet. There's lots to look at, really. You could browse endlessly over at Uncommon Goods.
Uncommon Goods look for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/loulater. That's uncommongoods.com/loulater for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
We're also sponsored by ZocDoc, and this is about finding your local primary care doctors or specialists and doing the entire process of creating a visit, like doing the whole thing online, whether you're looking for a dentist or dermatologist or even a psychiatrist. The cool thing about doing it with ZocDoc is you get to see reviews of the individuals before you book your appointment, and you get to book your appointment right online. You also get to clear your insurance in advance of going there to make sure that you're going to be all good when you arrive. You're not going to have any concerns, Will, because that could be, I don't know, you might be wondering, and then you're sitting in the waiting room and you're like, is my insurance going to cover this, or do I need to get the wallet out? It can be stressful. And stress, you don't need any more stress when it comes to seeing a doctor in most cases, and so that's where feeling like you got a little bit more information before you visit, that's where that comes in. Why is the process of visiting a doctor specialist not more like everything else we do online? And that's what ZocDoc is aiming at fixing. And so anyway, yeah, this is making it so even people who have been putting off visiting their physician, you don't have to put it off anymore. Do it this way. It's a much simpler way.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Its mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few steps. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/loulater and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then, start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/loulater. ZocDoc.com/loulater.
iPhone 15 design to feature a titanium case and may have iPhone 5C style rounded back. Leaker. Leaker is the one who gave this information.
Yeah.
He's just known
that's his
as
name.
Leaker. Hey, man, you still leaking? Hey, man. You're damn right I am.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good name.
You still leaking? Shrimp Apple Pro is the leaker. Weren't you eating shrimp last night, Ryan?
Another good name.
Tell the truth. Did you eat shrimp last night?
Yeah, exactly.
You're damn right you did.
Yeah, sushi, shrimp. Yeah, it's good.
A leaker with a decent track record has reported that the iPhone 15 design will feature titanium casing. Titanium, we want that. That's fun. I mean, the watch was titanium. I'm not wearing it right now. Don't ask me why. Rather than a squared edge of the current model, there's a little more curve to it. Because it's kind of a brick right now, isn't it? It might give next year's iPhone lineup a similar profile to the iPhone 5C. I don't know if anybody even remembers this phone, the 5C. It was with all the fancy colors. The initial images posted, which were purely illustrative and not of the actual casing, weren't very clear in their intent, but the leaker followed up with a clarification that the information appeared to point to a similar profile to the iPhone 5C. Profile, but probably not scale, because that was a small phone. It's kind of a fun phone. I don't know.
Very colorful.
Yeah, I don't know why that was
plasticky.
It looks like Skittles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever have Skittles, Will?
I like the sour one.
Is that the yellow package? Kinda
takes it up a notch.
Is that the yellow package?
Is it yellow?
Or is it green?
I think green.
Yeah,
actually.
I thought it was
green. I think
green.
It's green.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. It's really, there's something about those Skittles.
Yeah, it's good candy.
It's just the... I think everybody, you know, you envision like a giant bowl or even like a, maybe like a large glass. Maybe M&M's works with that too.
M&M's, they fill
like you would go to some luxury party or something. It'd be a huge bowl. Can you give me a huge bowl? Maybe you're not going to get sour Skittles.
There you go. There's like a
glass. We need a Skittles glass bowl, guys. Look at these ugly bowls over here.
Like one of these?
No.
What are you looking for?
We need a big glass bowl.
That'd be a lot of Skittles.
Oh, we're getting there now. We're so close. We're in there. We're getting there. These all suck. All right. Well, do M&M's. M&M's. Very similar bowl scale. Someone there put it right on the popcorn. Well, okay. This all sucks. You know? It's like, for sure it's out there, and that's the problem. And I don't know who to blame. But it's out there. There is a huge bowl full of M&Ms on the internet. And there's a huge bowl full of Skittles on the internet. And actually, if you were just on YouTube right now, there'd be some Russian channel with a kid sitting in front of a giant bowl. Guaranteed. Because I'm not the first person that thought of this.
Mm. Did you want a bowl?
No, I just want to see it.
You just want
to
see it.
Yeah, we don't need to eat that. I don't even. Okay, so Skittles or M&M's? Which one? We only get one.
That's a tough one.
I'll go Skittles, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a chocolate guy over candy, but I'll go Skittles. Those two choices, yeah. If it's just those two choices, I go Skittles.
Wow.
Why not? They're both good.
You did the same, Will?
No, I think I'll go for M&M's.
M&M's are good too, man.
Well, I like a healthy split. I like that each of you found the other side of the fence. Nobody's sitting on the fence here.
No, I mean, I could go either way, but I chose.
What about you?
I don't have to tell you.
He's on the fence.
I don't have to answer that.
All right.
M&M's, but it would have to be the peanut ones, which Will can't eat them.
Oh, right.
So I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, that would be rude.
Well, you did.
Well, you forced me! Well, actually, there's so many different M&M's now. Actually, there's an almond one that I like as well. There's a lot of different M&M's now. So anyway, this is, what is this, another, this is Shrimp Apple Pro's kind of like render looking deals. Early information, I have the iPhone 15, will feature a new border design. The back corner, as pointed out in the images, will be rounded and not square anymore. The material will also be titanium.
So the front would be sharp, but the back would have a round.
Is that right? Are you sure? Because look at the way he's
pointing. Kind of like this, right?
Well, it's not sharp though. Not as sharp as it is now. Yes. Anyway, I want titanium and I like curves, so I'm down for it, Will. The phone right now, it feels luxurious, it feels like jewelry, and it feels different compared to other phones, but it's a brick. That thing is a brick, dude. So I don't mind if they go for something a little more sculpted, like comfy. It's fine with me.
All right.
Apple supplier potentially hints at iPhone 15 Pro with solid-state volume and power buttons. Well, I heard about this. Solid-state meaning that it's haptic?
Yeah.
So it's just going to give you a little vibration, a little buzz, but it's not going to be a mechanical component?
Just like the Magic Trackpad.
Yeah, this is fine, I think. I mean, hopefully it still has like a tactile feel. It's a thing you do a lot of, like hit the button on your phone. So hopefully it still has some satisfying characteristics, which I think it will if it's anything like the trackpad.
Yeah, very convincing.
The trackpad is?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. A strong haptic. In a letter to shareholders this month, the Texas-based semiconductor company said it continues to engage with a strategic customer and expects to bring new HPMS component to market in smartphones next year. HPMS refers to Cirrus Logic's high-performance mixed-signal chips, which include haptic drivers for the taptic engine in iPhones. So he's on a call with his investors, and he's like, yo, we're about to get this big deal. And then, of course, the iPhone rumor types are like, well, he's obviously talking about Apple. Mm. And then they can predict from there what that might mean. In October, well-known Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said iPhone 15 Pro models will feature solid-state volume and power buttons. That must be the story I'm reflecting on. Two additional haptic engines to provide haptic feedback to simulate the feeling of pressing the button. Well, then the advantages here, I mean, you would eliminate moving parts and openings. And over time, any mechanical component can wear down or feel less satisfying or have less of a click to it. And maybe long term, this could replicate the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The only gripe that I have about this is, how do you turn it on in, like, if something catastrophic happens, right? Because a MacBook still has a power button, right? Like physical, where you can just turn on.
Right. Well, they have to have some fail. They have to have some fail safe where, like, when you plug it in or something, it auto starts.
Yeah.
Figure something out like that. But I could, because you could say the same thing about the existing power button if something catastrophically fails with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. Cool. Titanium. Haptic.
Mm.
15. iPhone 15. Tesla teases Apple Music integration coming soon. Well, that's a big deal. I was driving around the Tesla with the full self-driving.
Yeah. Beta came out for everyone in North America.
North America. I was just like, oh, cool. Yes.
And we all took a ride.
Mm-hmm. I was there too.
All of us took a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And...
dicey in some parts.
Well, it... Right. It's that's you though. I don't know that the car, like, I think our own nerves make it seem feel crazier than it is. I don't know. It was my first experience with full self-driving, like left-hand turns and busy intersections, and because obviously I'm using autopilot on the highway and things for a long time, but it's different. It's just it's pretty simple and like predictable a little bit. It's still like extremely complex, and I wouldn't you wouldn't know where to begin if you're building it. But once you start looking at the complications in an intersection, it's wild. The lights and pedestrians and cars and unpredictable behaviors. And
yeah, I felt comfortable just knowing that you already had used it. So I was like, well, if you've already done it a few times, if it was the first go at it, I might have been a little bit more apprehensive or concerned.
Well, but also, I think there's... like the intersections around here, they're busy, but it's not like, I don't know, Young and Dundas or something. Mm-hmm. That would be a different level.
Like downtown New York or something.
Probably
right?
Be a pretty good experiment.
Yeah, that would be actually. Take it down there.
Risky, but interesting.
I'll be honest with you. I feel safe in just the limited time I spent in your vehicle with the autopilot on. I feel fine.
How many Tesla shares do you own?
Zero. I don't know any.
Really?
I honestly, I felt it was like I did not expect that this. I would be sitting in a car.
Well, Mo does, and maybe he told you.
Maybe. I just didn't expect it would be that seamless. Like, it was a cool experience, and I'll say it again. I was just like, man, we're living in the future. This is super cool.
Mm.
And I haven't experienced any of that. I didn't go on the highway with you before. I don't own a Tesla. Like, I've never had what is it called? Not self-driving. What do you call it?
Self-driving.
Autopilot.
Autopilot. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Anyway, I've never.
Well,
done
the
that.
New one, they call it FSD. They call it full self-driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the autopilot has been the program previous, but the project, or at least the eventual, the target is full self-driving.
Well, they're not far off. It's pretty much. I felt like I was living it.
It was definitely cool to see, and I'm all for like anything to differentiate this vehicle from others. I try a lot of different vehicles, and I'm constantly like evaluating the different approaches. And like Apple Music integration is something that's in the Taycan, for example. Without a phone attached, you log into your Apple Music and whatever, it's just there.
Mm-hmm. And Tesla has Tidal.
And Spotify. So I'm already logged into Spotify, but I'm just saying for more people to have more options, because there is no Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Mm.
So if you're subscribed to these other services, you're kind of screwed. You have to use your phone and then use Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
So when is this happening, though? I guess it's going to be a while. Interestingly, the information comes from people going to the Peterson Museum, a car museum in Los Angeles that currently has an exhibit in partnership with Tesla that includes several prototype vehicles, including the Roadster and Cybertruck. Talking about a few more, adding more major streaming services like Apple Music and Amazon Music for years now. Oh, by the way, after my update, I still don't have the creep functionality that you do on the Model 3.
Mm. Weird.
And I'm pretty sure it's because I have a Plaid.
Yeah.
And I think that the actual brakes, they don't want you using the actual brakes.
Mm-hmm.
They want you using the full regen because the regen actually has more capability.
Sure.
That's my guess.
Explain to me what creep is. What is that?
I already did a whole enchilada. I did a whole chimichanga on
it. That's okay. That's okay. I can search for myself.
You know the difference, Will?
I'll figure it out. Sorry. So,
Will, you know the difference?
They're both fried, right? Mm-hmm. Both delicious.
Careful.
I don't know the difference, actually.
Okay.
So, but with regard to the Apple Play and the Google Play, why can someone explain to me why? Is it just a matter of like Apple or Google being like, sorry, you know,
absolutely not.
We want something out of this? No, it has nothing
absolutely
to do with
no.
that.
No, no,
it's just hard to integrate.
No, they're saying we have our own interface, and
they're their gatekeepers.
You use our interface, and we have this big display. We have a different approach. You use our interface. And whatever apps we approve, and they don't want to let some other competitor hijack your whole screen.
I see.
The automakers don't really care because they can't build it anyway. They're like, you know how clunky those systems are?
Right.
Once you get Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Got all my stuff over here. I don't know if one day that'll change for Tesla, but at the moment it's this kind of hybrid approach where there's certain services in app form that are there, but you can't overhaul the entire display and throw Android Auto on there.
Okay. It's
but the more services in app form that they add, the less you need to have it anyway. You already have Google Maps, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So Tesla generally plans a big holiday update in late November or December that includes a lot of new features. It's possible that Tesla is waiting for that update to pass the Apple Music app on to customers. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Amazon Alexa is a colossal failure.
Oh.
Easy. On pace to lose $10 billion this year. Layoffs reportedly hit the Alexa team hard as the company's biggest money loser. This stuff, it turns out, Will, you know how I obsess over it, like voice input and assistance and things?
I knew you'd like this one.
It's way harder than it seems like it should be. You look at all this variety of technology and innovation that's going on, and you just assume, I don't know, that there would be more progress here, that we would all be using voice for all these things. They put out the commercials. They told us it was going to happen. Apple put a name on it. They called it Siri. I don't see anyone actually using it on a regular basis. Mm. Everybody has it in their pocket. And and again, this is just my exposure, but I'm using Google Assistant more than anybody I run into. The people are not compelled to use these things because they fail a couple times and you're like, screw it. Never mind.
Right.
And you don't go back to it. Now, I'm not suggesting, like in the case of Alexa, I actually don't use it all that frequently. But I presume it's another one of those things where the promise is very major and the commercials are great. And it's like, oh, man, I'm interacting with voice and all these things are getting done. And for whatever reason, once people have the product or invest in it or buy it as a gift for somebody else or whatever, or try to integrate it with their life, it just doesn't quite equal up to what's happening in the commercial. And the dog is now making, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he swallowed a kazoo. Yeah. You know what a kazoo is?
Yeah.
You hear that noise?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's really good.
Can you throw him this Trump doll?
Does he have to be, can I just loosen him up? Or no?
Yeah, you could. You could. They might play.
Wait
though.
A second. Why do you have a Trump doll?
Sorry,
that flew over my head for a minute. That's wild.
I got it from Uline. It was one of their bonus gifts.
Okay, he wants. He
give him the Trump. Give him the Trump.
I don't know if that's going to solve it.
There you go. He might like it.
Okay, all right. You know what? I think it did kind of solve it a little bit.
Just with yesterday and all the Trump.
Trump's hair is the same color as his leash. Actually,
yeah.
It's identical. Listen, and I don't know, and it also to me appears to be a thing, even if it is being adopted and people are using it, it's now competitive because now you have Apple and HomeKit and Google Home. They want all your devices and Amazon, obviously, and Nest products. And it's just how many people are vying for your home ecosystem?
Yeah.
It's super competitive, and probably, as we can see here in Amazon's case, it's a ton of cash input for the type of engineers and developers that are building this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of cash input, and then they have to sell this stuff at not very much of a margin because they want adoption rapidly so they can compete with these other platforms that are all aiming to own this thing.
Yeah,
this
and segment. Apparently it was Jeff Bezos' pet project. And yeah. then he pumped in a lot of money, but then lost interest. And then the new CEO, Andy Jassy, he's not really into it. So, and you're right. I think it's part of the promise of, like, you know, painting a perfect scenario of, like, ordering something from Amazon using Alexa. But no one uses that. No one uses it that way, you know?
Not that I see. I'm sure somebody does. And I'm sure that person is like, this is so convenient. Don't talk crap about my setup or my system.
Sure.
Yeah. But it just, the public adoption just seems to be soft right now. And that's just my experience and exposure, which is really all I can speak on. But you're talking about big money. I saw a number up there. Business Insider said $3 billion. Business Insider says that the division lost $3 billion in the first quarter of 2022, with the vast majority of the losses blamed on Alexa. That is apparently double the losses of any other division. And the report says that the hardware team is on pace to lose $10 billion this year. It sounds like Amazon is tired of burning through all the cash.
And apparently in their research, they say that people just want to use it for just regular tasks. Like, remind me of this, or what's the weather like?
Turn the lights off.
And that's something you can't monetize, right? So it's not a business at this point.
Well, easy.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Well, that's what it says. I don't know.
He's telling Jeff he doesn't have a business. That's fighting words right there. Jeff, you do not have a business. Jeff's like, and you see my new shorts? You see me on a yacht?
Yeah. Hopefully they get this.
Ryan doesn't know what I'm talking about. Give him a Jeff on the yacht with the shorts. He doesn't believe.
I understand he's a smart business guy.
That's not
successful.
What we're talking about. We're talking about the shorts, Ryan. Okay. Look, take a peek over here.
Having a good time.
Look
now,
what's going on here. You know, check the fit, okay?
What is actually happening?
Check the fit.
Okay. All right.
Now give me your comments.
I don't know. I don't have a comment.
How do you not have a comment? We got the fit. No, by the way, I was hoping for the other shorts, if you don't mind. It's more of a tropical short.
How many short pictures does he have?
Yeah, the purple one. It's the purple short. I feel like Ryan can relate to the purple short. Ryan, can you relate or no?
Yeah, I can relate.
You could do something like this?
Well, it's
a $260 short. Hmm. What do you think?
Maybe.
Can you pull it off or no? What do you mean? You're on vacation, you're on a cruise or something.
Sure, I can pull it off.
You can, with the octopus as well, right? Okay.
Yeah, I can wear those.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that at least.
Yeah.
But Jeff, if you're listening, Alexa is not a business. That's Willie do for you.
That's what he said, yeah.
Right, so, wow. Sony might stick a PS5 into the Honda electric car. Let's go.
Cool.
We'll do it. Let's go. I like Sony. Sony Walkman. Sony mini disc player. Huh. Sony cameras. Mm. Sony PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And
it's a good product.
If they actually are involved in this car in a meaningful way, then I'm into that too. What happened now?
He's eating Trump's hair.
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what you had hoped for, isn't it? Is that Trump doll that you got? Is it four dogs?
It's four dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think we have to worry too much about it.
It's orange poop.
In an interview with the Financial Times, president and COO of Sony Honda Mobility, Izumi Kawanishi.
Okay.
Can I get a double down on that?
Izumi Kawanishi. That's how I would pronounce it, yeah.
It's a lovely feeling.
Great. Will, yeah, great name.
Will, give me a crack, sir.
Izumi Kawanishi.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Said it's possible to integrate the PS5 into cars. Console and other Sony services are part of a greater vision to make a more entertainment-driven vehicle competing with other electric models like Tesla. Because you know what they say, Ryan? is what it all comes down to when these things are driving themselves is entertainment. They're going to be giant movie theaters.
This is cool. And Sony and Honda, two cool brands. I mean, I think they're both, like, you have a lot of good memories with both brands, you know, using their products and whatnot. Like, yeah, so I think it's super cool. Why not? Why not?
Sony has content, services, and entertainment. That's one thing you forget about Sony. They got Spider-Man. They actually make content as well. Services and entertainment technologies that move people. We are adapting these assets to mobility, and this is our strength against Tesla, Kawanishi told the Financial Times. Oof. Coming right at him.
Them's fighting words.
Coming right at him. Sony Honda Mobility CEO, Yasuhide Mizuno. Wow. I might even beat the other one.
Yeah.
Explain future hardware will cater to the entertainment and network we would like to offer. Financial Times also notes these new models expected to launch in 2025 will make entertainment content part of the production process. This joint venture is really interesting. I don't know if the car is going to be more Honda or more Sony, but this is the convergence that's happening between tech and automotive. Mm.
Cool collab. You got to get together with other brands, and you know, you want to go at a company like Tesla. You know, you got to partner up, make some things happen. You know, get the all the good with Sony, the good with Honda, join up and collaborate. Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with this. I'm sure it's far way out, hey, but 2025, is that what it said? Anyway.
Mercedes makes better performance. A $1,200 subscription in its EVs, a subscription. Ooh. Well, they're not the first. This subscription thing is getting out of control.
Yearly fee, hey?
You got, what is it? Well, obviously, self-driving. You can get a subscription for that. Mm. They just asked me for $14 for premium connectivity.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have premium connectivity in your Tesla?
I do for now.
Because it's just included.
Yeah, until it's up.
This
I got like
is,
1 month.
Man, it's a new frontier. People get very upset about this.
I got to tell you, though, like with my Model 3, it has footwell lights, but it's not activated until you get the performance model. It's already installed. But I feel like footwell lights are something that's kind of important.
You're pissed.
I'm not pissed, but
yeah, I know, rightfully so. Ryan, they ship the product. The hardware's there.
Yeah.
He has to pay them.
I get it if it's like full self-driving. Right?
It sounds a lot like Sirius radio. Lights. Like you have it there. It's in the system. All you got to do is flick the switch on. Or
But that's a separate company. In this case, you already bought the car from Tesla.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Ryan, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You buy a car.
Yeah.
Right? You take it out of the dealer. You go, it's a cold day. You go to hit the button to turn on the heated seat.
No heated seat?
Hang on a second. He says that's going to cost you $12 a month.
Or.
I'm upset.
$1 this trip.
No, I'm upset. No, that sounds like highway robbery. This is not right.
Well, that's the direction. The heated seat example is the thing that BMW is actually doing.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. That's where this goes. Why not? Why isn't everything a subscription? What if you want to move your seat backwards? Huh? You want to go back a couple? You want to have the fully adjustable seat? It's going to be $14 a month.
Wow.
What do you want to do? Open your trunk?
Like, I
pay
get,
as you go.
No, but I get it with a lot of
I got so many groceries.
Pay as you go, Will.
God. You know what'll happen next? You'll have to like watch an ad to get the free heated seat to move back a bit on your TV in the car.
Yes.
Is that where we're going?
We're going nowhere and you know it. We're going nowhere and you know it.
Yeah, I don't like that idea, though. No.
All right, Ryan, break down this story. I'm going to be right back, okay?
Yeah, all I was going to say, Will, was that the... Yeah. So if you go back, I was just reading, like, what you get is, like, horsepower and torque. Now, while I don't know exactly what that means in detail, but...
You just get better performance.
Okay, so that's a lot different, though, I feel, compared to the heated seat or, say, for example... Anything else that is more comfort option.
Right. Like or safety.
Yeah, well, I don't really care that much about torque and horsepower, but I'm sure some people do. Uh-huh. But to your point, it's already built in. It's already there. It's already, you could use it. It's just a matter of them flicking the switch so that you're able to, right? That's how it's working.
Yeah. It's, the whole service thing on a car is, it's hard. I would say it's pretty hard. to figure out.
Is it going to get to the point when where they're like, okay, we'll give you the car. It's like giving you the service for like free, whatever, Netflix or YouTube or something like that. And they're like, you just got to pay for everything. You're kind of renting it. It's like to open the door is $5 to whatever, the heated steering wheel, the heated seats, the, like Lou said, like moving it forward and back out.
And how far will they go with it?
That's what I'm wondering.
With the upgrades.
When Lou just said the heated seats, I was mind blown because I feel like that's, you know, that's not really fair. You bought the car with the function or the option you paid for. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know. I mean, I could see this more on a lower tier, not lower tier, a more budget-friendly vehicle, but Mercedes? Like, are they nickel and diming us? I don't understand. I mean, that seems like they're going over the top with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're paying like $100,000 or something insane for the car to begin with. Like, unless they're giving you some sort of discount, which seems very odd for a manufacturer like Mercedes-Benz being so luxurious and and well-known for class, right?
Or maybe it's just like a pilot program. Maybe they're just trying to figure out how they can monetize and then hear some backlash and then just kind of move forward without the subscription.
That's a fair point. Yeah, they're just gathering information. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, though. It's an interesting idea. Like, I'm not trying to... I guess I am trying to defend it, but just for fun. I'm not in agreement with it. I'm just going to take that position as a fun exercise to try to defend it. I have a couple cars that have insane performance, like the Taycan and the Plaid Tesla. Sometimes I just drive them around and like I'm not really using the full potential of them. I'm not driving them around like a maniac at all times. So the idea of the performance of the car being a subscription, and it just seems really weird psychologically because you're like, well, it's capable of doing it. So you don't know. You're not going to want to sign up for a subscription if you feel like pushing the vehicle a little bit more. But I do think there might be a customer, that there might be a customer that buys a vehicle and then determines that they don't really need the performance package.
Yeah, but then to me, it's more of like you should get a discount on the vehicle if you're not using it. Do you know what I mean? Like it's kind of backwards in my mind where it's
no,
there.
The subscription's available, right? So you don't have to get it out of the gate. You can get the non-performance model and then add it later on via subscription instead of needing to have the thing rebuilt.
I get it. And as an example,
by the way, like I don't want this. I'm just trying here.
All I was going to say is if you sold your vehicle, like your Tesla, in like a year, and that person didn't care about those, you know, capabilities,
yeah,
then yeah, I get it. But what I'm trying to say is that...
Well, that's the point. Like, for example, Will, can't you add full self-driving to your car?
Yeah, I could.
At any point. So if you go to resell your car, you can start at a lower price, and then that same customer can decide if they want it or not. Versus if you would have bought it outright, that's it. It's attached to that car. That's it, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's a huge amount of money. Is it not like...
I guess the main difference here is that the hardware is already inside.
You have a full self-driving computer in your car,
and all
too.
It takes is just like a subscription to be turned on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same thing in your Tesla.
I know. Yeah, it's just strictly software, right?
So yeah. That's what pisses people off. Well, listen...
Yeah.
I'm equally pissed. I don't want any of this myself. I just want to own the things, and I'm fully on that side of it. But they're not going to stop doing it. This is the direction it's going.
Yeah, every automaker. I'm curious about how far they go with it.
I don't know, man. I think you could get to a point where every feature in your car is part of an ongoing monthly subscription.
This is what we were just talking about. And I was saying to Will that then... Well, two things. One, I'm surprised that it's such a high-end luxury brand. Sort of, maybe there's reasons it makes sense to be experimenting with this. But if it was a low-budget car, and you were offering somebody a mode of transportation, and then everything on it was a subscription.
No, never mind. This is completely bananas. Never mind. Never mind anything I've said. You have footwell lights, and you can't turn them on.
It's a safety.
Never mind a safety thing. I'm saying the hardware, it's been manufactured.
Yeah.
The waste has been created. It's been extracted from the earth, and now it's sitting there and being useless.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying.
Yeah.
So forget it. I'm out.
All right, yeah.
I'm out.
Well, let's see what happens. Okay. I don't know.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
But when it comes to software, how is that different, you know? Like full self-driving. Because there's a lot of money put into that.
Well, I think full self-driving specifically is because of the ongoing investment that they have to make to keep it good.
Right.
Like, it's constantly being developed and updated.
Software updates.
Your lights, on the other hand, not so much. Yeah. The heated seat, not so much.
Not so much, no. Yeah, we'll see where this goes. I'm interested in seeing what happens with it.
But it's happening everywhere, by the way. It's not just automotive. Like, it's happening in the gaming space as well, yeah. Right? Like, all these games have gone to these type of models.
Yeah, microtransactions.
Yeah. You see, I mean, at the end of the day, people trying to make money.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about it. Let's be clear here.
Oh, my goodness.
Angler reels in a massive 67-pound goldfish named the Carrot.
Who named it?
The guy. If you catch a 67-pound goldfish, you get to name it. So you've been told this before, that a goldfish, it will grow as big as the tank that it's in. Have you heard
really?
This before?
No,
I thought it had like a fixed size.
No.
No,
I had no idea.
No, so this is bigger. Why you go to the koi pond and you have like enormous koi fish.
Yeah.
And they can be really old too. It's just that like in your house or whatever, your memories of a goldfish, it's in a little bowl or something. And
yeah.
And obviously this is still exceedingly rare. I'm amazed that the goldfish thrived that well in this environment in a lake, Blue Water Lakes in Champagne, France. Wow.
Is this real?
I don't know, man. It looks pretty damn real to me.
That's crazy.
It looks like portrait mode on a smartphone.
Oh, there you get your realness.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beast.
Cool.
42-year-old fisherman from the UK recently caught a goldfish so massive that people are calling it a monster. Well, that's, to be fair.
Imagine if you were swimming by that and it, like, brushed up against you.
Yeah.
I would think it's orange. Was a monster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy. It's a weird thing about a goldfish. It's like, I can't tell if it's a good-looking fish or not.
I'd go with no, but there's definitely fish that are not.
But it's, like, got a nice bright orange to it.
Yeah, the color is great.
Maybe not this size.
I don't like the...
It's quite intimidating.
The handlebars on the mustache there, kind of. Just got to take those down a notch.
I'm sure they do something.
Well, that's character, too.
There are little sensors on there. That's how it's eating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Carrot.
Is that fact? The sensors?
Yeah, those are the ambient light sensors.
Antennas?
Yeah, no, those are your footwell lights.
20 years old, it says.
20 years old.
It's, there you go. Female koi carp. So that's why they're calling it a goldfish. But this is the thing. In those koi ponds, like I said, you got like 20-year-old fish in there.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Well, there's some. I think they can be even older than that. Will, give me a Google on the oldest koi fish. This is unbelievable stuff, guys.
It is quite interesting.
1975. I read about this guy. Hanako, 226 years old.
What?
I'm telling you guys. You guys don't understand what I'm trying to say here.
You learn something every day. I had no idea.
Don't let them hold you down, Ryan.
No idea.
Don't let them hold you down. When they say, you can't do it, say, did you know there's a 226-year-old koi fish? Don't tell me what I can and can't do. Don't you tell me.
I don't know how they know how old it is, but anyway.
I'm sure it's disputed.
Yeah.
But they can. It can happen. I mean, even 20 years is impressive. You know. By the way, I saw at the top a little on the side there, on the sidebar, if you scroll all the way to the top, I saw Kanye West announces his presidential campaign.
Okay.
Officially.
Yeah, he was tweeting a lot last night.
Can you click on that? Does he have a party? He's an independent, I suppose, right?
I'm surprised they're not referring to him as Ye. He gets very upset.
Legally changed his name to Ye, has announced that he intends to run for U.S. president in 2024. He did run in 2020. He got 60,000 votes. Ye claims he asked former President Donald Trump to be his running mate. Trump announced last week he's also running.
Oh.
So I guess that means they're not. I don't or not running mates.
What?
He says, this is Ye's tweet. First time at Mar-a-Lago, rain and traffic. Can't believe I kept President Trump waiting and I had it on jeans. Yikes. What do you guys think his response was when I asked him to be my running mate in 2024? That's very yay or that's very nay.
Oh, man. I think he's got to throw the towel in on that.
On what?
On the presidential thing.
Really?
On his 2020 campaign, yes. He's actually a loyalist.
I don't think he would like to hear that from you.
Well, I'm not saying that he's very good at some of the things he does. I just don't think this is one of them. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's official now. So.
You know, if I'm him, I'd probably just team up with someone like Trump and just go. You know.
Well, I think that'd be ideal. Yeah. He's trying to do.
He's trying to be the leader. I'm saying you got to let the other guy be the leader. You join him and, you know, rally and do all the things.
Why is that, right? Why does it have to be that way?
Because I don't think he stands a chance. 60,000 votes he got last time. That's not enough.
Yeah, but a lot's happened since then.
No, not enough. Not enough.
I think it got worse.
I never saw Ryan this fired up before.
I'm just trying to save the guy some time, that's all. I just feel bad for him, you know? He's a smart guy. He could be doing other things.
How do you know?
Well, because he's done great things in the music industry, but maybe not in the political side of things. Maybe he just leave that to politicians or people that...
Well, who wants a politician? I mean, Trump was he's The Apprentice.
Yeah, I just feel like...
He did other things.
You're right.
No, I know, but he wasn't a politician until he
was.
That's
true. Right, that's true. But most of them, maybe Trump's an outlier, but like if he just had some experience...
No, but you know how many people told Trump, you're not going to be president?
True.
Like,
that's
what
fair.
Are you doing? You know how many people said exactly what you're saying?
No, I'm fine.
I'm not suggesting that'll happen in this case, but nobody thought... We just got used to it because it happened.
Right, but Lou...
Nobody thought he was actually going to do it.
But he did
pull
it
off.
He did it once and he did it and then yay.
He didn't do it once. He had attempted politics previously and failed.
But not Trump. As the president, I don't think. I don't think he's ever ran for president.
I don't remember. It was for... Well, you have to get the leadership of the party first,
I'm saying that yay went straight to the president option. Where, I don't know, maybe he could be like a mayor or like, I don't know, just dabble a little first.
He doesn't strike me as the mayor type, though. Check this out. Here we go. No, I don't think anyone has any idea how popular this man is. Look at his coat.
I don't mind the coat, actually.
American flag coat.
I like it. And I like
Well, he's
him.
Just in a restaurant taking photos. What are they...
I got nothing against the guy. Just
what are
saying,
they implying here?
I don't think he's going to get enough votes. What did Snoop say there?
Well, that's not a hard position to take. I mean, if we were to look at the over-under on that, if we were to look at the line on that, it's very unlikely that he's going to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change the fact that he's going to make a lot of noise doing it.
Sure, right.
He's going to make a lot of noise.
Is that he already did it once. If he didn't, but anyway, we'll see. Well, good for him. You know, he's putting in work.
Yeah.
He's putting in work.
Well, he's tweeting a lot right now, too.
Yeah. This was last night here.
What are these? What is this content?
Yeah, I haven't gone through it.
Hmm.
Maybe like an interview or something.
He's got like an interesting format with all those tweets with this blue screen and the print. Anyway.
Wow. Well, is that Vivica Fox? Well.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's an ad.
Okay. I don't know.
But yeah.
All right. Well. Got Tucker Carlson on there. He's got his private messages on there. Well, you heard it here. Ryan says he doesn't stand a chance.
I didn't say that. I said it's probably going to be difficult, but...
sum it up thusly.
Good luck.
Are you saying he has a chance?
I'm saying good luck. I'm saying go for it. You're right. I mean...
Are you saying he has a chance?
I don't personally think he has a chance. I don't. Based on the last results.
1%.
I don't even go in percentages. I'm just saying. I personally don't think he has any chance.
Zero.
Zero. In my opinion.
0.0.
No,
0.5.
No.
0.03.
But I think he could. I think he could do some stuff. Just.
I mean, good effort. Yeah. If he's gonna.
Well, try. If he was allowed to be in a presidential debate, like Biden, Trump, and him.
Oh, oh okay.
Would you watch that?
Oh, I'd definitely watch it.
Yes.
Yeah,
watch that. Oh, man. That, like Trump and Kanye in a debate?
Well, they don't they share a lot of the same, you know, viewpoints because they're on the same end of the spectrum? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, if that does happen, we'll all tune in and have a little party and watch.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, last one.
Oh, one more?
New scrollable map of the cosmos reminds us how tiny we really are. There you go. I like that transition that we went from presidential to, we're tiny little
space.
Suspected
dust. We're tiny little gremlins anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just prancing around.
Cool.
The map of the observable universe. Go ahead, Will. Break it down for us.
Well, it's a small little site. Is he okay?
He's all right.
What happened to Trump?
Trump's there.
He's got a funny look on his face right now.
He lost a few hairs.
He doesn't know what to do. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's just he's getting to know Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Get him out here, don't it?
No, here he comes.
What do you got to say, don't it?
Yeah. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah.
You're live.
Looking good, by the way. Yeah.
Just snoring.
Ooh. Go ahead. Don't it? Nothing? All right. That's it. Doesn't have much to say.
There you go.
What do you mean? He's had a lot. You kidding? He said it all right there.
Yeah. He should run for president there.
Got my vote. Weren't you breaking this down for us, Will? What happened there?
Well, you grabbed donuts.
Yeah, so you keep breaking it down. It would have been funny. You're breaking it down. He's sitting over here.
Oh, boy. It's too much. So this the website's called mapoftheuniverse.net. And it just showcases the vast universe that we're in.
Wow.
Whoa. And you can kind of go through it. And we're at this little point. And we can only see, like, this giant space, but it's layers. I never knew that. There's, like, different layers to it. So
if you click explore the map, what happened? Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
So every dot here is a galaxy.
Whoa.
Damn right it is.
Yeah.
And then you have the time scale on the left, billions of years ago.
Wow.
Good lordy. You know.
That puts her in your perspective, boys.
And it kind of changes.
That's
color.
What I mean. That's what I mean. Do whatever you want, Ryan. Do whatever you set your mind to.
11 billion years ago.
Whatever your heart desires.
Yeah. I think looking at this stuff is actually kind of interesting because it gives us perspective. At least it does for me.
Yeah. So what's the what's your perspective?
That we're tiny and you know, we can only derive meaning in our lives.
What would you say is bigger, the known or the unknown?
The unknown, for sure.
Which says a lot, considering how big what is known is.
Yeah.
Can
we
you
know
cut
a
to
lot
Ryan's,
already.
Can you cut to Ryan's
we
camera?
Know a lot already.
Cut to Ryan's camera. Keep doing that. He was doing it more seriously before Will cut to the camera.
Oh, really?
He was doing it very seriously.
Because I'm agreeing. It is. This is crazy. Never think about this. You don't stop to think about what's going on beyond Earth. Right? Well, maybe Elon does because that guy's going. He's probably going to be traveling in there in a few years.
No. He can't even crack this nut. That's going to take. Well, I don't know. You know.
Maybe never.
It's too. It's. And you peel one thing and you just end up. Like, because you have a starting point. You have nothing and then something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go back far enough.
Yeah, that's wild. That is wild. I had no idea.
About what?
About this. About the fact that it goes for so long. And it's and what that looks like in terms of a picture, right? Like where we are and where
Where are
all
we?
That other
where
stuff.
Are we
At
right
point.
No, where are we right now, Ryan?
Right now?
Yeah, where are we?
I feel like this is a trick question.
I'm just asking. Like, I just want to know how you perceive it. Like, where are we?
I don't know. We're on Earth.
Okay. Which is?
Which is part of that, I guess. Just a real small speck.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what all that looks like, to be honest with you. But I think it's...
Well, what is Earth in?
In that.
What is that?
That's the universe.
Which is in what?
We don't know.
There it is.
Well, thanks for having me on, Will. I appreciate it.
Just you, Will.
I know you make it seem like it's no big deal, but I know it's a big deal. So thank you.
No, glad to have you here.
Why is it a big deal?
Oh, it's a big deal. He's got to get the chair and the camera.
Oh.
He's putting it together for me, man.
You know what? You got to do what you got to do.
It was fun.
When a guy like you comes into town.
Thanks, don't it?
Setting up a camera is the least of our worries.
Yeah.
Well.
It's more about, just making sure, like getting you in that seat, because when you're here, you're running around.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we tried, this is the third time we tried to film this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're up and down.
I'm moving, shaking.
Yeah. In there, out of there. Last time we tried to film this show, might have been a better show, but Will canceled it. He deleted it.
We'll put out, one day we'll put out like a lost episode.
The lost tapes.
Yeah.
Cause like, there's a thing about going off the rails on this show and like kind of embracing to a certain extent the chaos every so often. But this, we went so far that Will was like, that's it. Delete.
I didn't delete. It's still here.
No, I know, but you wanted to like delete. You want to delete that. You were like, I got to get out of here.
I was into it for a certain level. A
few minutes.
You were like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And you know what? I completely... Oh, wow. You're taking a nap over there.
Johnny.
Oh, I should have cut to him.
I didn't have a coffee today either, so...
Why not?
I had tea.
Okay,
I thought tea has caffeine.
It does. It's not much.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I can go grab a coffee.
What happened? Why'd you skip it?
I gotta go catch a flight, actually, to be honest with you.
Right now?
Like, right now.
Yeah. Can you end the show?
Can you just keep it on Ryan's camera until he goes catches his flight? keep it on his angle.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'll be there in half an hour.
Good times, Ryan.
To get another camera. I got a PE too.